Hey everyone, this is Dr. Christian, and since today we're going to go over pricing because as an entrepreneur, my price is my price and that's what I'm standing on. And I'm sure you can all, you know, agree with me when it comes to that. And a lot of times what I'm learning is as I mentor is that a lot of entrepreneurs are afraid to actually price their services, our products at a higher price, you know, in the way that the economy is going right now, the way that, you know, we have the inflation and everything is going up in price, why wouldn't your prices go up? I mean, if someone is to question, excuse me, your pricing, then that's not the customer for you. And I understand that people need to do their due diligence. People like to shop around and all of that. But when it comes to an entrepreneur, when it comes to you know, small businesses and things like that, every single dime that we get, you know, goes into the growth of our business, you know, goes into a house bill being paid or something like that, you know. And so we're not corporations to where we can give, you know, these small deals or, you know, our prices are very low because we have thousands upon millions of customers or subscribers or whatever the case may be. No, as a small business entrepreneur, you know, you have to price to profit. You have to price your services and your products so that your bills can be paid, so that you can, you know, put money, invest money back into your business so that it can grow, so that you can turn your dreams into reality. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And what I'm finding is that when it comes to that point of pricing, a lot of people either are afraid, you know, to put that higher price tag on there, or they just don't know what price to put. And now you're actually like stealing from yourself because you're not profiting the way that you need to in order to grow. You know what I'm saying? So lately what I've been doing is helping my mentees price to profit. All right. Because it's not about just slapping a price on there because you've seen someone else put that price. So let me put that price too. That's not what it's about. When you do market research, when it comes to pricing and you're looking at your competitors and you're doing all your research and things like that, as you should, right? It's not about doing exactly what your competitors are doing. It's about being better and providing a better solution. All right. Because when you look at business competition, you have to look at it as you being the better resource. It doesn't matter that a million other people may be doing what you're doing. You have to have your unique selling point to be different in some way, some form. It doesn't have to be all around different, like your whole module is different. You can be the same as someone else, but there's something about your service or your product that's a little different that provides more of a solution to the customer, all right? And when it comes to your pricing, you definitely don't want to undercut yourself. Like if your competitor is charging $690 for something or whatever, all right, if you're providing a better service, you go ahead and charge $790. You know, like you have to believe in your price and you have to stand on that. Now, when it comes time to give deals and, you know, the holidays roll around, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you a secret. People will wait until the holiday season to patronize your business. They won't do that with major corporations, you know, or whatever, but they'll do that with you. They'll do that with a small business because they know that, oh, you know, every year during this time, they give some type of discount. So I'm just going to wait. And they literally will wait until the end of the year to patronize your business. And those aren't the customers and clients that you want. And what I've been doing lately and telling my mentees is don't even run sales during the holidays. Twist it. You know, the holidays that people think and expect you to run sales, don't. Like, for what? Don't, you know, throw those sales and things out there and discounts throughout the year. That way they don't know when it's coming. So they'll jump on it quicker. And, you know, because they don't know when the next sale is going to be because they're so used to you not doing it like everyone else. You see, when it comes to business, it's okay to be in an industry that everyone else is in. It really is. It's because it's enough money. It literally is enough money for everyone to eat. And that's something that I want people to really understand. There is enough money for everyone to eat. There's infinite money because money really don't exist, but that's another topic. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the best marketer and it comes down to the one that's providing the best solution, the value. Okay, so if you can position yourself and your brand as the brand that provides or the product or service that provides the most value, then people won't mind paying that price. They won't mind paying that extra. Now, you will get those that be like, oh, I can get it somewhere else cheaper. Good. Good. Great. Go there. Because again, everyone isn't your customer. Repeat after me. Everyone isn't my customer. And I'm okay with that. Be okay with that. Be okay with people rejecting your offer. Okay. Be okay with people not showing up and not patronizing your business. It's okay, because for every no, there is a yes. There's billions of people in the world. So don't frustrate yourself. And also, when it comes to your pricing, don't belittle yourself. Like, if you really provide a lot of value and you know, your product is like really provides a solution and you just really believe in what it is that you're selling, place that price tag on there. Now, I'm not saying go just do too much. Like, oh, this is going to be $5,000 when technically it's only really worth like maybe $1,250. You know, let's work smarter, not harder. All right. And understand your audience as well. Like, if you have a high ticket value, not if, when you create your high ticket value, because I feel like every entrepreneur should have at least one high ticket value. You need one item, one product, one service that is high ticket. Okay. And that is over $1,000. All right. So $1,250. All right. It doesn't have to be thousands and thousands of dollars, but like $1,250 or something like that. All right. Every entrepreneur needs a high ticket item for sale. Reason being is because, look, there are going to be times where you're going to need that bump, that increase, that boost. And if you constantly have low ticket items for sale, it's going to take a while for you to be able to accumulate that goal financially. You know what I'm saying? So if you're able to throw out that high ticket item every now and then, and, you know, and people bite on that, then, hey, you've just helped yourself. You just helped, you know, you just helped yourself as well as your company, you know, increase, grow, profit. And that's what it's about, you know, profit first, you know. So as an entrepreneur, I strongly advise you to sit down with your coach, sit down with your mentor, figure out your financial goals. This is the way you do it. You figure out your financial goals first. And the way to do that is really sit down and think about all of your bills, all of your personal bills, because remember, the money that you receive from your customers and clients are going towards those bills, you know, or it's paying that mortgage or that rent or that light bill or that insurance or that car note or whatever it is, your everyday living, all right? So think about how much that stuff costs. All right, so based on that number, let's just say, for instance, it came out to $7,500. So $7,500 a month is how much you pay in expenses for your just living expenses, all right? We're not even including how much it costs to run your business. So we're just going to throw an extra $1,000 on there. So we're looking at $8,500. So you already know, as an entrepreneur, you're not going, your goal isn't $8,500. Your goal is like $10,000, all right? So let's up that. Always increase it, all right? So $10,000 a month is your goal. Now you jump on over to your products and services. What type of bundle? Because bundle is key. When you learn to bundle and package your products and services, customers and clients love it. They love a bundle because it looks like a very sexy and attractive sale of some sort, okay? And you don't have to throw a sale in order to put a bundle out there. That's the beauty in it. You don't have to downgrade your pricing when putting a bundle together. You can put that bundle together and increase, you know what I'm saying, your pricing. So put a bundle together. Figure out what type of bundle you can put together for your high ticket item. You know, place that bundle at above $1,000 and know that, okay, you know what, every couple of days or every week or every month or whatever, I'm going to put, not every month, because you need this money every month. So let's just say every other day, you're going to be pitching that bundle out there. Okay. You're going to pitch that bundle out there. And always have in the back of your mind, or in the forefront, not even the back, in the forefront of your mind, $10,000, $10,000, $10,000 a month. Okay. You got to have sticky notes sitting in front of you, $10,000, $10,000, $10,000 a month. And it can be done, you guys. And quit just marketing on one platform. Get out there. There's so many different platforms. There's more platforms than just Instagram and Facebook. So go out there as a business entrepreneur. You have to explore. Don't just be where everyone else is, because those customers or clients that you're looking for may not even be on those platforms. And a lot of time, people buying the high ticket items are not on the Instagrams and the Facebooks, truth be told. I'm not going to tell you where they are, because you have to come into my program and allow me to be your mentor and coach in order to find out those secrets. But I'm going to tell you right now, they're not mainly on those two platforms. All right. So get out there and explore, and don't be afraid to throw that high ticket price tag on your product or service, especially if you're providing a really great solution or some type of value. All right. Don't be afraid to talk money. A lot of people have been taught to keep, you know, that whole money thing, you know, quiet. Don't talk about money. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't let people know. Okay, I get it. Don't let people know what type of money you have and, you know, how much and all that. But when it comes to business, you have to be okay with speaking about money. You have to be okay with negotiating. You know, you don't just okay and say yes to the first thing that's thrown at you. And I learned that the hard way, because I'm a person that loves to work. You know, I love to, you know, get straight to it. I over deliver 95% of the time. And I'm always, you know, well, not anymore, but I used to always get not get what I deserve. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just always doing too much. And at the end of the day, I wasn't getting the money that I should have been getting for the projects that I was working on. So I had to learn, I had to step back, and I spoke to my coach and my mentor, and, you know, I had to learn how to negotiate, all right? How to negotiate, how to not say yes to the first offer, how to price, you know, to profit, how to stand up for my business, for my services, for my products, and for my work and for myself. All right. And again, these are things that aren't taught in school. So you do have to have a coach. You do have to have a mentor in order to bring that out of you. All right. That's what I talk about when I say, you know, position yourself for power. All right. Most powerful people know how to negotiate, and they are not afraid to price to profit at all. Okay. So if you want to learn more about pricing to profit, you need a coach, you need a mentor. You know, I'm available at the time of this, you know, podcast. I am available, but I do not work with everyone. And I like to put that disclaimer out there, because if the synergy isn't right, or if I feel like, you know, I'm not a good fit for you, or you're not a good fit for me, I will refer you to someone else. All right. But for the most part, you know, if you feel like, you know, I need a coach, I need a mentor, I need to learn how to price to profit, I need to learn how to stand and position myself for power, I need to learn how to negotiate and all of those good things, then come on over, you know, allow me to coach you, allow me to help you and bring that out of you, all right? And until next time, do not be afraid to price to profit. Do not be afraid to put that high ticket value on there that, you know, and this is my assignment for you, is to create a bundle, a high ticket bundle that you can sell within your business and your company so that you can grow. Until next time, this is Dr. Christiane Anise from Rich Girl Code. Bye.